So would I. Did you hear what those gentlemen said to Grandpa today? I would like to have that said of me when I was dead. And Franz felt with regret that he had not appreciated Uncle John enough.
What did they say?
Asked Jack, who had been much impressed by the scenes of the day. Why, one of the partners of Mr. Lawrence, where Uncle John has been ever so long, was saying that he was conscientious almost to a fault as a businessman, and above reproach in all things. Another gentleman said no money could repay the fidelity and honesty with which Uncle John had served him. And then Grandpa told them the best of all. Uncle John once had a place in the office of a man who cheated, and when this man wanted Uncle to help him do it, Uncle wouldn't, though he was offered a big salary. The man was angry and said, "You will never get on in business with such strict principles." And Uncle answered back, "I never will try to get on without them," and left the place for a much harder and poorer one.
"Good!"
cried several of the boys warmly, for they were in the mood to understand and value the little story as never before.
"He wasn't rich, was he?"
asked Jack.
"No. He never did anything to make a stir in the world, did he?"
"No."
"He was only good?"
"That's all." And Franz found himself wishing that Uncle John had done something to boast of, for it was evident that Jack was disappointed by his replies.